This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
66 degrees and lightly raining in Chapel Hill Carborough. It's going to be raining pretty much all day. Be careful as you head out there on the roads. 7:07 is the time. I'm Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz for today and the rest of this week. He'll be back here at this time next week. Living in a college town means living by the college calendar, and things are picking up again in Chapel Hill Carborough. A new school year begins tomorrow, and all week long there will be events and offers for newcomers and those returning to get everyone back into the swing of things. Executive Director of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, Meg McGurk, says local businesses and organizations are teaming together to make the transition for newcomers and their families as smooth as possible.
We just produced a brand new downtown business guide and map that just came in last week that we've been distributing throughout the community. Giving it to all of our visitor centers and all of our businesses.
That's just one of the many things available to students and newcomers to the community. The week of welcome began on Friday a few days ago and continues until this coming Sunday. One part of the week of introduction is called the Feel of Franklin. Participating restaurants and stores on Franklin Street all offering special deals and discounts for those who show their student IDs. For a complete list and schedule of all that's being offered during the week of welcome, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Quite a few people coming to Chapel Hill this week. UNC received a record 30,836 applications, and this year they're bringing in 3,960 first-year students. Of those, about 3,200 will be living on campus. Rick Bradley is the Associate Director of the Center for Housing and Residential Education. He says since early May, when classes let out, crews have been working tirelessly to prepare the housing for its new occupants.
I mean, we have done some building renovations this summer in a very short turnaround time, doing some interior room work and some bathroom renovations.
The newcomers hail from 95 of North Carolina's 100 counties, all but five states in the U.S. and 20 different countries. McGurk says move-in weekend doesn't just benefit freshmen and transfer students. There are benefits for everyone returning to the southern part of heaven.
Businesses can offer discounts to students that show their ID. We've got the Good Neighbor Initiative kicking off next Monday, where it's a wonderful partnership that we welcome all of the students to the neighborhoods around downtown, and we actually walk door-to-door.
Some serious developments as well. UNC's Sexual Assault Task Force was created in May. They've been meeting all summer to review the university's current policy and create a new one that better protects its students. It's met almost every Wednesday over the summer break. Nothing definitive yet. They were hopeful to have a new policy in place by the beginning of the fall semester, but interim Title IX coordinator Christy Hurt said it was better to get it right than to rush the process and get it done by some set date. And so the task force will continue to meet until the new policy is defined. Off campus, many town functions continued over the summer, but many also took a summer break as well. They're all coming back or beginning to in the next couple of weeks. The Chapel Hill Town Council will resume its regular weekly meetings on September 9th, but they will have to do so in a temporary location since the June 30th floods did major damage to Town Hall. Meetings will take place instead at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road until reconstruction is complete, and that's estimated to take about a year. The Central West Steering Committee is a group that was formed after the Chapel Hill 2020 process to provide design feedback for the area along Estes Drive between MLK Boulevard and Franklin Street. It has continued its meetings throughout the summer as well. They meet again tonight at 6 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Public Library. There are other meetings scheduled both today and throughout the week. You can find a link to the schedule of those by viewing this story on our website, chapelboro.com. And you can also visit our website to get a list of all of the candidates running for local office this November. Campaign season getting into full swing, with current and hopeful town and school board officials gearing up for November's municipal elections. And in Carborough, town officials are getting right back to it next week as the Board of Aldermen meets for the first time after a couple-month break at Town Hall. That'll be at Tuesday, August 27th, 8 days from now at 7:30 p.m. Elsewhere, the NAACP's Moral Monday movement is spreading to three locations across North Carolina tonight. Rallies happening in Charlotte, Burnsville, and Manteo in the Outer Banks. New series of protests coming 2 weeks after the so-called Mountain Moral Monday took place in Asheville. That one drew record crowds and surpassed totals for the past demonstrations at the General Assembly in Raleigh. Asheville Citizen Times reported that police were estimating more than 5,000 people had gathered in Pack Square Park Park for that Mountain Moral Monday rally. And that was as early as 6 p.m. when the rally was only just getting underway. Later estimates doubled that amount. During the 13 weeks of protesting in the capital city dating back to late April, thousands attended the demonstrations and more than 900 people were arrested while rallying against the Republican-led legislature. The protesters say recently passed legislation is regressive, with attacks against education, social and economic equality, and voting rights. The movement has captured national attention from media outlets, with the New York Times, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News all reporting on it, to name only a few. Reverend William Barber, the NAACP state chapter president and the leader of Moral Monday, issued a statement saying in part, quote, "We are traveling across the state with a moral and constitutional vision, mobilizing and calling on North Carolinians from every background to action, from the coast to the mountains. Because the Governor Pat McCrory, House of Representatives Speaker Tom Tillis, and Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger's agenda is trying to turn the state in the wrong direction." That is a statement from Reverend William Barber of the NAACP. They and other groups holding the protests are promising to go to all 13 of North Carolina's congressional districts on August 28th, 9 days from now, next week Wednesday, in honor of the 50th anniversary of the famous March on Washington. You can read this story on our website, chapelboro.com, for information on the three rallies taking place today. Again, they're going to be in Charlotte, Burnsville, and Manteo. Barber's going to be on hand in Charlotte. Your state became the 34th in the nation to require voters to show a photo ID at the polls after Governor Pat McCrory signed it into law last week. The new measure will bring sweeping changes to the state's election process by reducing the early voting period by a week, abolishing same-day voter registration, and ending straight party voting, among other things. That is if, of course, it survives the legal challenge. The passage of the bill was immediately met with lawsuits filed in federal court questioning its constitutionality. Mark Dorison is a member of the Orange County Board of Commissioners and a managing attorney at UNC's Center for Civil Rights. Dorison says he's been following the course of the law ever since it was first proposed in the General Assembly.
A full and final resolution of the case could take, you know, several months and potentially more than a year. And so I think that this issue will be tied up in litigation for quite some time.
Backers of the voter ID law, set to take effect in 2016, said it will protect against voter fraud, but Dorison says he believes fraud is not really a problem in this state. And he also added that the other provisions of the bill don't really have anything to do with preventing voter fraud.
There is no basis, I don't think, or any justification being offered for getting rid of same-day registration or early voting, other than to try to keep people from voting.
Several lawsuits have been filed in federal court after the governor signed the voter ID into law 1 week ago today. The American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU of North Carolina Foundation, and the Southern Coalition for Social Justice filed a suit together on the grounds that provisions of the new law would unduly burden the right to vote and also discriminate against African-American voters in particular, violating the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Clause and the Voting Rights Act of 1965. The North Carolina NAACP and the Advancement Project filed a separate suit on the grounds that the law violates Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which bans voting procedures that discriminate based on race. The NAACP also says the voting restrictions violate the 14th and 15th Amendments. Still a long process before those lawsuits are resolved. Here's Dorison.
The thing about the North Carolina case that's interesting is it's not just about the voter ID law, but it's really, at least the case filed by the NAACP, challenges the range of voter suppression components of the new election law.
Groups in North Carolina not the first to challenge voter ID laws. In Pennsylvania, voter ID legislation has been in legal limbo ever since Republican Governor Tom Corbett signed the bill into law back in March of 2012. Dorison says he believes court battles concerning North Carolina's voter ID bill will be even more challenging than other cases in other states because the provisions of the bill are broader. It's 7:16 here in Chapel Hill. It's time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54 Shopping Center. Now, with a look at your traffic report, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Still moving smoothly out there, though. We do still say use caution as you're traveling with the wet roads. It's Monday morning. I-40 15 I-501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway, though, not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. You still might see some minor delays due to the wet roads out there.
It's
think
a tongue
I would
twister,
just not say
yeah.
It. But if you do see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. Wet roads.
Road Warrior, wet roads. There
exactly.
We go. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Moving right along to your weather report. Another tongue twister. This one brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. Right now, we are looking at 66 degrees for our temperature in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, in Hillsboro. Lightly raining across most of the triangle, although the heaviest rain is now off to our east and northeast. So rain is lightening up a little bit. We're even getting some breaks in the action, but still pretty wet out there, and it's going to be that way for the rest of the day. 90% chance of rain all day with cloudy skies all day. That goes without saying. Thunder showers off and on, too, so be on the lookout for that. Highs today will be in the mid-70s, so the warming trend continues, but it's a slow warming trend from those cooler temperatures we saw at the end of last week and in this weekend. We'll be back to normal by tomorrow, though, temperature-wise at least. But rainy all day today. Rains continue into the evening hours. We'll have a 40% chance of rain this evening, and then mostly cloudy skies overnight with lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow and Wednesday, we'll get back to normal temperature-wise with highs in the mid to upper 80s, but it is going to be another couple of rainy days before we get to some nicer weather at the end of the week. Mostly cloudy tomorrow and Wednesday with a slight chance of morning showers and a better chance of rain in the afternoon. 50 to 60% chance of afternoon rain both days with some thunderstorms possible in the mix. Overnight lows in the upper 60s with a slight chance of evening rain. And then better weather on Thursday and Friday as we get into the weekend. Partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Still a slight chance of rain all 4 days all the way through the end of the weekend on Sunday, but a slightly less chance, but slightly less of a chance of rain by the time we get to the end of the week. 7:19 is the time here at WCHL Studios. Continuing with your local news, the State Department of Environmental and Natural Resources will charge the Family Fair BP's owner for the gasoline spill that took place a couple of weeks ago on August 2nd. This, according to the Chapel Hill News, state officials will cite the owner with a certified letter later today. Fines will reportedly depend on the owner's response to the citation. Bishop Construction Company was renovating the BP station on August 1st and needed a pump to drain the rainwater from a footing hole connected to a pipe leading down to a town storm drain. The accumulation of rainwater caused the footing hole to cave in, resulting in falling concrete. That, in turn, punctured one of the fiberglass tanks below sometime between 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock on the morning of August 2nd. The breached compartment held about 3,200 gallons of gasoline at the time of the incident, though the full amount was not leaked. However, because the pump connected to the storm drain, gasoline flowed directly into Crow Branch Creek, a feeder of Booker Creek and Eastwood Lake. A lot of sequence of events in there. Regional Supervisor for Surface Water Quality Danny Smith said the exact amount leaked is unknown, but an unnamed tributary to Crow Branch near Critz Drive and Booker Creek at North Lakeshore Drive did register some levels of toluene, a substance found in gas that equated to a stream standard violation. The report did state, though, that no gas reached Eastwood Lake. So that's good news at least. Smith reported that most of the gas was cleaned up, and the EPA has previously praised the Chapel Hill Fire Department and other responding crews for the quick response. Still not a great situation, and more to say on that before it's over. Well, authorities say law enforcement officers are out in full force across North Carolina to catch drunken drivers over the next couple weeks leading up to Labor Day weekend. The Department of Transportation says the Labor Day Booze It and Lose It campaign kicks off this weekend and runs through September 2nd. The director of the Governor's Highway Safety Program, Don Nail, says young adults often celebrate with alcohol as they say goodbye to summer and head back to school. Nail says the campaign is designed to remind them they should designate a sober driver or call a cab or take public transit. Just don't get behind the wheel after drinking. New public service announcements are running on television and social media. The transportation agency says there were nearly 11,000 alcohol-related crashes in North Carolina last year alone. More than half of them involved drivers between 18 and 34 years old. Turning briefly to national news, whatever your opinion might be of North Carolina's minimum wage, hearings the goal of Seattle, Washington might change it. Major changes possibly in store for them. WCHL's Rand Northam has more.
Washington already has the nation's highest state minimum wage at $9.19 an hour. Now there's a push in Seattle, at least, to make it $15. That would mean fast food workers, retail clerks, baristas, and other minimum wage workers would get what protesters demanded when they shut down a handful of city restaurants in May and others called for when they demonstrated nationwide in July. So far, the city council and mayoral candidates have said they'd consider it in the famously liberal city. One said, however, that it may not be soon. Supporters say the move would be good for the economy by putting more money in the hands of regular consumers, but some business advocates say a higher minimum wage will make it harder for companies to survive. Minimum wage in North Carolina is $7.25. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL news time is 7:23. Time now to move forward with WCHL Championship Sports, presented this hour by Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. Well, the number 4 Carolina men's soccer team is off to a solid yet soggy start to its 2013 season, snagging a rain-affected 3-0 win on Saturday against Elon. It was held at Smith Soccer Complex in Greensboro, but the exhibition game was a preseason game. It was forced to be relocated to an artificial surface due to the soaking rains that hit Greensboro this weekend. The first half was scoreless, the second half not so much. The Tar Heels broke the game open in the second period with a goal by Nico Mello, coupled with a pair of scores by Chipper Roots, great name, to gain the decisive 3-goal margin that settled the contest. North Carolina finished with a 14-6 shot advantage over Elon as well. Carolina's exhibition season continues next week with games against Michigan State and Indiana. Both of those will be in Fort Wayne up in the state of Indiana. Meanwhile, Panthers 3-time Pro Bowl linebacker John Beeson practiced in full pads for the first time since undergoing knee surgery this offseason, and receiver Dominic Hixon returned to work after battling a hamstring injury. Good news for the Carolina Panthers as they get ready for the NFL season. Carolina coach Ron Rivera said on Sunday that it's unclear if Beeson will be able to suit up on Thursday night when the Panthers take on the Baltimore Ravens in another preseason game. Hixon, though, is expected to play. Rivera says Beeson moved very well, direct quote, and says his return provides an emotional boost for the team's defense. He says Beeson's status for Thursday will be determined by how well he feels after practice. Hixon, meanwhile, entered training camp battling for the team's number 3 receiver spot. He was sidelined for the first 2 preseason games with a sore hamstring. He rejoins the fight for that spot on the roster on a Thursday. A couple players do remain out of practice, though. Running back Jonathan Stewart still nursing an ankle injury. Receiver Armonte Edwards recovering from a hamstring injury. Carolina Panthers preseason already underway. Tar Heel football season gets underway in 10 days now on Thursday, August 29th, when they take on South Carolina. High school football gets underway at the end of this week on Friday. WCHL proud to bring you high school football every single Friday, all season long, beginning this week on Friday with some great high school football action. Keep it tuned to us throughout the week to hear more on that. And, of course, high school football begins on Friday. 7:25 is the time. Time now for a little bit of Art Chansky.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The A-Rod Yankee soap opera has given drama a new definition. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. It's hard to believe what the Yankees are saying in the clubhouse and then up top in the owner's suite. Supposedly, manager Joe Girardi insisted A-Rod and his biogenesis controversy is not distracting a team that started fast this season, then fell into a dreadful slump, and is now playing better again. That has more to do with reacquiring the blistering hot Alfonso Soriano than beleaguered third baseman Alex Rodriguez getting healthy again. At least I think so. A-Rod has been suspended by baseball for 212 games, which would have been the rest of this season and all of next year. But under the MLB collective bargaining agreement, players can stay active while appealing a suspension. So A-Rod plays on while his teammates insist they are not thinking about anything but somehow closing the American League East gap on the Red Sox, Rays, and Orioles. All around them is this growing brouhaha between A-Rod's inner circle of handlers, who claim the Yankees are throwing him under the bus as the poster boy for the steroid era in baseball, and Yankee management, which clearly does not want Rodriguez anymore and would like to get out of paying A-Rod the balance of his $275 million contract as a convicted steroids user. back and forth the accusations fly. The Yankees are setting A-Rod up, and A-Rod should put up or shut up. ESPN radio host Freddie Coleman spent all of Sunday on his show advocating for the Yankees to make a deal with A-Rod, come to a financial settlement, and release him or put him on waivers. They don't want him. Girardi is talking in circles amidst all the chaos. And meanwhile, four great division and wildcard races are being pushed to the back pages. August and September are for battling it out over the playoffs, not whether A-Rod is a doper or a liar or both. For Yankee fans, which I'm definitely not one of, it must be humiliating that their player is at the center of the most regrettable controversy since the Black Sox scandal in the early 20th century. It is bad enough that their team is bad enough to be a long shot for the postseason, but that someone who supposedly used PEDs and worse leaked the names of others who did to deflect some of the headlines continues to wear pinstripes. Well, if there is such a thing, the Babe, Garrick, and Mantle are all rolling over in their graves. This is our chance, B. See ya.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon-lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off, $140 for a summer air conditioning checkup, available now for $39. What would you do if your air conditioning unit crashed during the blistering Carolina summer? With today's deal, the professional contractors from Carolina Air Conditioning will perform a 5-star, 26-point heating and cooling checkup and give you the peace of mind you need. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
7:30, half past the hour. Time for another look at your weather report. This one brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's, good to go. 66 degrees still in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro. Still lightly raining across most of the triangle, but we're getting a couple of breaks in the rain right now, so it might just be cloudy for you. It is going to be raining at least off and on pretty much all day. 90% chance of rain all day long with highs in the mid-70s. Some thunder showers off and on as well. Overnight lows tonight in the upper 60s with a 40% chance of rain this evening. Mostly cloudy all night. And then tomorrow and Wednesday, we'll continue the work week with mostly cloudy skies both days. Slight chance of morning rain, about a 50 to 60% chance of rain in the afternoon with the late afternoon thunder showers possible both days. Highs back to normal in the mid to upper 80s. Highs will remain there for the rest of the week, but the chance of rain will diminish.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Jim Taylor. Breaking news in Egypt from CBS News correspondent Charlie Daggett.
Former President Hosni Mubarak has just been acquitted of corruption charges. His lawyer told us he could be freed within the next 48 hours. At the same time, there are reports prosecutors want to hold on to him for 15 days or more.
From Cairo, Daggett reports on the deadly ambush of police recruits in the Sinai. 25 policemen killed.
Today's ambush attack in the Sinai is the worst single killing of security forces in a region that has seen the number of attacks triple since the military took power in early July.
And now, reports of dozens of Muslim Brotherhood members killed while in police custody across the country, especially in Cairo, the violence continues.
The Muslim Brotherhood has called for a solid week of protests. Cairo has become a battleground between their supporters and the Egyptian police and military, with a death toll climbing toward 1,000 since last Wednesday's crackdown.
CBS News Update. I'm Jim Taylor.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
7:32 is the time, 66 degrees and lightly raining out there in Chapel Hill, Carborough. Be careful on the roads, no traffic delays yet. Hope it stays that way for the morning rush period, but still, the road conditions aren't going to be great this morning. I'm Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz today and for the rest of the week. Ron will be back next week. Good to be with you today. We'll keep following the situation in Egypt. Full report coming up from CBS in a half an hour. In Chapel Hill, we are getting back to a new school year. Classes begin tomorrow at UNC, and everything getting back into the swing of things for the fall in Chapel Hill. Executive Director of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, Meg McGurk, says local businesses and organizations teaming together to make the transition for newcomers and their families as smooth as possible.
We have produced a brand new downtown business guide and map that just came in last week that we've been distributing throughout the community. Giving it to all of our visitor centers and all of our businesses.
Week of Welcome began on Friday and continues through Sunday. That includes an organized event called the Feel of Franklin, in which participating restaurants and stores on Franklin Street are offering special deals and discounts for those who show their student IDs. 3,960 first-year students coming to UNC this year, 3,200 of them living on campus. They've all arrived this weekend. Classes begin tomorrow. For a complete list and schedule of all that's being offered during the Week of Welcome, you can visit our website, chapelboro.com. Also taking place tonight across the state of North Carolina, three rallies related to the North Carolina NAACP's Moral Monday movement, which has been spreading across the state over the last couple of weeks. Following a mountain Moral Monday in Asheville 2 weeks ago that drew an estimated from 5,000 to 10,000 people, there are three rallies happening tonight, one in Charlotte, another one in Burnsville, and a third in Manteo in the Outer Banks. NAACP and other groups holding the protest are also promising to go to all 13 of North Carolina's congressional districts on August 28th, 9 days from now, in honor of the 50th anniversary of the famous March on Washington. Again, you can visit our website, chapelboro.com, to get more information on the three rallies happening tonight in Charlotte, Burnsville, and Manteo. North Carolina NAACP chapter president, Reverend William Barber, is expected to be on hand in Charlotte. In Chapel Hill, musician, entrepreneur, and UNC alum Katie King has forged music and business together in a way that serves the community. King's venture is Resound Magazine, and that is the final feature of our summer series about the business incubator Launch Chapel Hill. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on Resound.
That's Katie King's song, Maybe Tonight, off her second album, Catch and Release. When King isn't working on her music, the Raleigh native is busy in the Launch Business Incubator, building her company Resound Magazine, a national network of locally focused digital music magazines run entirely by student journalists.
The way I like to put it is the local music scene here, and it seems in other localities, is that it's over-fragmented and it's underserved. And Resound kind of serves as the connective tissue between all the parties participating in local music to create a dialogue, an internal and an external dialogue.
King said the Chapel Hill Carborough area has a flourishing music scene, but as an emerging artist, she had a hard time finding outlets to share her music.
I thought about how it took me a year and a half to get my album reviewed by the Daily Tar Heel. And that seems a little ridiculous, and I still haven't gotten a single play on XYZ, which is a frustration shared by most UNC students. And also with my experience trying to find other musicians and venues to play in, finally getting them to give you the time of day so you can book a show. And I was sitting back wondering why it took that long.
King wrote on the magazine's website, quote, "Every city has a soundtrack. It's our job to play it." The magazine features traditional media coverage of the local music scene, including news, reviews, and interviews, in addition to multimedia and social content. King said she is launching the next branch of Resound magazine at the College of Charleston and hopes to add more branches at colleges across the country in the coming months. The passion for her music has always been there, King said, but she laughed about her road to becoming an entrepreneur, saying she stumbled face first into it. King, who graduated from UNC in May with a bachelor's degree in public relations, took a course a couple of years ago called Launching the Venture. The class was taught by Ted Zoller, who oversees Launch and also serves as the director of the Center for Entrepreneurial Studies at UNC Kenan Flagler.
Without that course, I have no idea what I'd be doing right now. It's connected me with dozens of really important local entrepreneurs and experts. I have the materials and the know-how to be able to find the funding and really execute on the idea, and I didn't have that a year ago.
King launched Resound in April of 2012, and when the opportunity to be a part of Launch Chapel Hill came about this past spring, she knew it would lead to great opportunities for growing her venture.
I think the best part about it, especially being around such young minds, is it gives you a sense of possibility that you don't have otherwise. You feel unhinged and able to dream past, you know, I'm in here, I try to get in here as early as I can every day to try to convince myself I have a real job. And everybody keeps asking me, when are you going to get a real job? I hope it's the question for decades to come if I keep doing this.
And if her world weren't already busy enough, she recently returned from a trip to Los Angeles, California, where she met with record executives in the music industry and also explored opportunities to expand Resound. If you want to see King live in concert, you can check her out in the Oak City 7 concert series in Raleigh on August 29th. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
7:38 is the time here at WCHL Studios. It is still the month of August, and that means it is still Gift Card Mania Month. We are feeling generous all August long. We are giving away gift cards every single day to some of your favorite local restaurants, including 411 West, Buns, Dickie's Barbecue, Elmo's Diner, Glass Half Full, Mez, Page Road Grill, Spanky's, Squids, and Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. We've got a big glass bowl here in the studio full of gift cards. We've been drawing them every single day here on the Morning News at around this time. Winners every day. All you've got to do is visit WCHL's Facebook contest page and submit your entry anytime during the month of August, and you could be selected to receive one of these fabulous gift cards. Today's winner is Donna Wyatt of Durham. Donna Wyatt, congratulations to you. You are today's winner of Gift Card Mania Month. And as I reach over to prepare to draw out your gift card, Donna, you have won a $25 gift card to Dickie's Barbecue. Congratulations to you, Donna, winner of $25 to Dickie's Barbecue. You can still win. We've still got quite a few more days left in this month, so enter today and make sure you tune into the WCHL Morning News with me and later on this month, Ron Stutz. It's Gift Card Mania here at WCHL. Rand Northam joins us in the studio right now, laughing at the ta-da sound effect, which I did say I was going to do. Yep. Yes. Last week, I had to look it up, but actually not that hard to find, as it turns out.
You know what?
YouTube is a wonderful thing.
Exactly.
And you know what else is a wonderful thing? Our website, chapelboro.com.
It is. It's an amazing thing. Oh, you want me to talk
about
it?
Yeah, I want you to talk about chapelboro.com. Yeah.
Of course. Chapelboro.com. We've got many, many wonderful things going on there. And Jeff Danner is going to stop by the studio here in just a little while, I believe. Today, this afternoon, or
yes.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow, I think, but
yes.
Yeah.
But Jeff Danner has a new common science column up. He talks about an interesting link between peanut allergies and C-sections. He has graphs and numbers, as always, to go along with his story, so you'll want to read that and tune in to the afternoon news today, of course, but also tomorrow to listen to Jeff Danner and his wonderful words of wisdom.
Two of my favorite time of the week on the afternoon news, and I'm jealous of you for the fact that you've been hosting it for the past few weeks, that you get to talk to Jeff every week, but it's always a
fun.
Great conversation.
It really is. It's a lot of great fun. We've talked about the oil fields in Canada. We've talked about butterflies and now peanut allergies and C-sections. So Should be a. It's always a wide range of great topics for sure.
But you can check out the article right now.
Exactly, it is up and ready for your reading. Kristen Tucker takes a break from her fashion column to review Radius Pizzeria and Pub in Hillsboro, making me hungry early this morning. It's a family-owned and really unique place, so you'll want to check that out. We love our... we've got reviews of all different kinds. Movie reviews, in the arts. We've got food and fashion and books and all kinds of reviews.
It's a great place to go to get reviews of restaurants and books and events around town that you might not even be aware of.
Exactly.
I remember, I think Jordan Rogers wrote a review of Lucha Tigre a few months ago, which I would never have even known was open, and now it's one of my favorite restaurants in town. So.
I live right across the street from it.
It's great.
Didn't really know about it, so that's right. Susan Murray also has a new photo gallery up. She's got two from the weekend, but the newest will be up today, Chapel Hill Carborough's Chamber of Commerce After Hours, and there's also the galleries from the weekend. It was the Bike Fest Fun Run from Tar Wheels and the grand reopening of Womancraft in University Mall. A lot of people happy to see Womancraft back open.
Very cool.
And lots of damage done there and lots of money lost. So glad to see another business opening back up after the floods. Also, the shortlist voting is going on right now. The best place for back-to-school shopping, and we are in the heart of it. Actually, we're probably just about past back-to-school shopping, at least for university students and high school students and middle and lower and all that. Still getting some shopping done. Even here past tax-free weekend.
All right, so you can check that out on our website, chapelboro.com, plus news and sports and everything else.
That's
more of what you live here for.
Exactly.
All right. 7:43 is the time. 17 minutes to go until the top of the hour. We've got the commentators coming up, plus what you're saying on the street on the way after this.
Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's John Forslund, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market, but it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities and getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people, and that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes on Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays, but not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal, like zero down and just $259 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point, now with service on Sundays.
WCHL sat down with Mariana Fiorina, Tom Wiltberger, and Kara Pittman, owners of Terra Nova Global Properties.
Our brokers are full-time and experienced. We're local with a deep commitment to this community.
We're results-driven for both sellers and buyers.
We don't want you to worry about anything, so we handle every detail. Before we list,
we fix,
feng shui,
and stage your home.
We will get you to the closing table.
Stress-free.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Randy Voller to talk to you about something that's been on my mind. For the last few weeks, the North Carolina Rural Center has been under attack by legislators in Raleigh and by the News and Observer, and rightfully so. Reform is a good thing, and we should never have a situation where we don't have scrutiny. But as a small town mayor in a rural county, I'd like to speak to the efficacy of the Rural Center and what it's done for small communities like Pittsboro. The Rural Center also has programs that they've been instituting for the last 30 years that help water and sewer systems and distribution systems. These not only create jobs, but these monies, which are very important to small towns, actually help help us fix our water systems and our sewer systems. And I would like to go on the record and thank the North Carolina Rural Center and all of the people over the last 30 years who worked very hard for the Rural Center for putting this money on the street and helping small communities like Pittsboro improve their water and sewer systems. Without the North Carolina Rural Center, we would not have been able to improve our sewer distribution network in Pittsboro, nor would we have been able to improve the quality of our water system. This is important because potable water is one of the key drivers for a town, and access to good, clean drinking water is very important to the citizens and very important for economic development. So I, for one, would like to thank them for what they've done, and I'll be sad to see their doors close. This is Randy Voller.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM. WCHL. What you're saying on the street. Presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I am Brian Aloisi. Hydraulic fracturing in North Carolina has recently received a lot of attention. We at the streets ask you, what do you think about hydraulic fracturing?
Tamara Shook. I live in Chapel Hill. Sometimes technology and our interests get ahead of what we're really ready to handle, and we don't really plan ahead for the consequences well enough. So I think we need to be really careful with our choices. It's a great idea, but I don't think we're ready for it.
Robert Merritt. I live in I used to live in Chapel Hill, and now I live in Durham. If it's going to help the people, I would love to have something like natural gas that's going to help everybody.
Scott Harden, live in Chapel Hill. I'd rather they not do it.
My name is Barbara, and I actually live in Snow Camp. I work in Chapel Hill. Well, I really don't. I don't know a lot about fracking. I've heard some of the more negative than positive, but I don't really understand, you know, what the ramifications and that sort of thing are.
My name is Nick Davis. I go to Chapel Hill, and I also live here. No, I know what it is, but I don't know much about it. I've heard that it's bad, but that's about the best that I could tell you.
Do you have an opinion on fracking in North Carolina?
I'm Neva Howard, and I live in Durham. I do. I am very much against it, okay, because it's an environmental hazard that I don't think is a risk worth taking.
I'm Ray Jones, and I live in Fuquay Arena. I don't have anything particular against it, except it's okay if it's environmentally friendly. If it's not, then it's not okay.
My name is Rhiannon Barnes. I live in Chapel Hill. Not really, other than I don't think we should risk endangering our natural water supply.
Hi, I'm Marianne Defer. I'm from Chapel Hill. I have a degree in geology, and with my background in geology, I'm very skeptical about the safety of fracking because of my understanding of the strata and the porosity of rock beds.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
Welcome back to WCHL. 7:49 is the time. Time now for your traffic report. This one brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. Now with traffic, here's Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Still not seeing too many problems out there. A small slowdown on I-40. Right between the Durham Freeway and 540 Interchange. We see that slowdown often. It's a busy area for traffic, so you might see some delays there if you're traveling. Otherwise, things moving fairly smoothly. Still wet roadways. I'll just stop saying
always,
that phrase.
Always, yeah.
But things are moving smoothly otherwise. Do use caution as you travel this morning, and give yourself a little bit of extra time to travel due to the road conditions out there. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Pushing right along to your weather report. 66 degrees and mostly cloudy right now in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Still lightly raining across most of the area, but we've got some breaks in the action too. 65 degrees up in Hillsboro. It's going to be raining all day long. Maybe a couple breaks in the action throughout the day, but generally rain all day. 90% chance of rain throughout the day with thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. Overnight lows down to the upper 60s with a 40% chance of rain this evening. And then a couple more rainy days tomorrow and Wednesday, although not quite as steadily as we're going to see today. Mostly cloudy skies both days with a slight chance of morning rain and then a 50 to 60% chance of afternoon rain. Those late afternoon thunder showers cropping up here and there. Highs will be getting back to normal for this time of the year, up to the mid to upper 80s, and then clearing up a little bit in time for the end of the weekend on a Thursday and Friday. On 751 here at the studio in Chapel Hill, and that means it's time for my favorite time of the morning, the Word of the Day, featuring our favorite lexicographer, Mr. Wayne Pond, Dr. Wayne Pond, joining us now via telephone. Wayne, how's it going?
Hey, did you just call me a lexicographer?
I did. You don't get that from Ron.
Hey, man, I'll tell you, that'll be news to a lot of people. All right. Well, Aaron, I got a dandy for you this morning here, right. Lexicographer or not. The word of the day is feretory. Feretory. F as in father. F-E-R-E-T-O-R-Y. F-E-R-E-T-O-R-Y. Feretory. It is a noun.
That is where you keep your ferrets.
Where you keep your ferrets. I knew we were headed in that direction the moment the word was out of my mouth, but wrong. I'll give you a hint. It's all about saints and churches and shrines. You got any idea about defining here for me the word of the day?
Is that where the altar is located? I don't know.
Well, you're on the right track. Feretory is, according to the wordsmith, is a portable shrine. You know, the one that you all carry around for Ron Stutt.
Right.
You bring him in his sedan chair, you set him down, he does his gig, and then you take him out, right?
Yeah.
Now, somewhat more seriously here, feretory is a portable shrine containing the relics of a saint. Well, I guess we really are talking about
Ron Stutt. It's pretty much the same, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. All right, it is also a chapel containing such a shrine, and it comes, just to put a little etymological icing on the lexicographical cake here.
Yes.
It comes from Old French, ooh, mais oui.
Ah, c'est bien.
Yeah, well, I can see you're completely underwhelmed by the word of the
I'm trying
day
to think of what the French word was.
What say again?
What it was, what fair refers to in French. I can't think of what it is. I'm racking my brain going back to French class trying to figure out what it is, and I'm not coming up with it.
Man, I never went down that path. All right, feretory, F-E-R-E-T-O-R-Y, a shrine, a portable shrine. That's the kicker.
Yeah.
Not only is it a shrine, but it's one that you can take on the road. So.
Makes sense.
All right, well, there it is. Enjoy it, nurture it, treasure it while you can. It'll be gone before you know it.
All right, feretory is the word. Wayne Pond is the man. Dr. Pond, thank you so much.
You be a good boy. Bye-bye.
All right, I'll try. I won't, actually. 7:54 is the time. In about an hour, we'll give you a chance to call in, give us the word, the spelling, and the definition, and you can win a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Time now for the clean joke of the day, and for that, via the magic of radio, we turn to Ron Stutz.
97.9 FM, WCHL, home of the clean joke of the day. And the person who gets to deliver all these things is Lauren Safford.
Pleasure of delivering the clean joke of the day.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many people listen to it, and, you know, I'll be in the community sometime, and somebody will recognize my voice just from the clean joke. Or maybe my very distinguishable laugh.
or distinguishable accent.
Oh, maybe that, too.
And maybe that's it, too.
Maybe that is.
Yeah, that really is. I have a lot of people comment on these things with me, too, and, you know.
Well, everybody recognizes your voice and your face around town.
They say, tell Lauren I said hello. I don't even know her, but tell her I said hello.
I feel like I know her.
Yeah.
From all the groans and hopefully laughs every now and then.
Yeah.
We have a great joke sent into us from Pete Enchelmeyer.
Him again.
Yes, the husband and wife duo all that just loves to take turns trying to outdo each other.
Yeah, they're, obviously life is just one big laugh at their house.
One big comedy show. All right.
I know.
And he has sent me a list of snail jokes.
Uh-oh. It's going to be rather slow, isn't it? A little slow humor.
Actually, I think they're pretty good.
A little slow
they're
and gradual good. Humor, folks.
All right. A man goes to a Halloween party with a woman on his back.
Okay.
The host asks him, "What are you?" The man says, "I'm a snail." The host then asks, "And who's that on your back?"
Uh-huh.
The man replies, "That's Michelle."
Ah!
Oh! Wait, there's more. There's more.
Horrible. Okay.
Why did the snail cross the road?
I had to get you the other side.
No, I don't know, but I'll let you know when it gets there. All right, finally. Oh, no, sorry, two more. What did the snail say when he jumped on the turtle's back?
Good question.
Whee! And finally,
there's
I promise.
One more of these we had to put up with.
Last one. A snail walks into a bank to make a deposit. Then a turtle comes in and robs the bank. Afterward, the police are interviewing the snail and ask him to recount what had happened. The snail says, "I don't know. It all happened so fast."
Who sits around and makes these things up?
I don't know. I really don't
Somebody's
know.
Got too much time on their hands.
They really do.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Gina Chapman is a teacher at Ephesus Elementary School in Chapel Hill. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Gina is a wonderful teacher in the school system and works with special needs children and has a wonderful classroom, very peaceful, and they know the children very well and they work with them on things that they are interested in.
Gina Chapman really deserves it. Here once again is Mary Bushnell.
She utilizes volunteers in that classroom very well and finds ways to individualize instruction for children.
Gina has a special needs classroom at Ephesus and she's requested volunteers for the past 12 years and consistently makes good use of them throughout the academic year.
All children are special, but these are children with unusual needs and they require someone who really can get to know them and maximize the interventions that can be put in place for them so that they can improve.
She's got it down to a science. Gina always provides outstanding support to the volunteers in her classroom, and of course it's all for the benefit of the children.
Well, I think that one of the ways that it works so well is that she really knows the children and matches people up with her children that can really find ways to increase and help them grow. Because she focuses so much on the individual child, she really knows how to make use of a person who wants to come in and really help a child get further along in their learning.
More than anything, this teacher, Gina Chapman, is just a really nice person.
She has a great smile, but I think that the most important thing is that she really obviously cares about her students very much.
Thanks to Mary Bushnell for singing the praises of Gina Chapman, special needs teacher at Ephesus Elementary School. Today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
66 degrees and lightly raining in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro. Rain all day with highs in the mid-70s.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill, Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community, Chapel Hill, where business